are joyful, grateful for another sacred privilege and divine opportunity to share a word from the Lord. Our prayer is that He will speak. As we continue in this series of lessons from Psalm 23, how to face the days ahead. We reminded you in the last lesson that worry is not only useless, but it is also needless. See, what we need is God. And that's all we need. Worry never climbed a hill. Worry never paid a bill. Worry never dried a tear or calmed a fear. Worry never eliminates problems, only enlarges them. Worry never helps, ever. Worry only hurts. It's useless, and we don't need it. And then, too, we talk about things that are fat-free, interest-free, sugar-free, cholesterol-free. But in Psalm 23 and verse 2, David tells us that we can live worry-free. Instead of living a worry-filled life, we can live a worry-free life. Let us notice from this verse, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures and learn about facing the days ahead. Worry free. And I want you to notice in the first look that the picture painted in this verse is a picture of the restful life. The picture painted is that of a restful life. David describes a flock of sheep lying down in green pastures. One writer, Philip Keller, in his book, A Shepherd's Look at the Sheep, makes an interesting observation about sheep. He notes that because of their makeup, it's impossible for them to be made to lie down unless four conditions are met. They have a tendency to be timid, and they refuse to lie down unless they are free from all fear. Because of their social behavior inside of the flock, sheep will not lie down until they are free from friction with other sheep. If sheep are molested or even tormented by flies and pests and parasites and such like, sheep will not lie down only when they are free from pests and parasites can they relax. Sheep will not lie down as long as they feel the need for finding food. They must be free from hunger, fear, friction, flies, hunger. For sheep to lie down, everything, all of the above, must be just right. No predators to frighten them. No bugs to aggravate them. No empty stomachs and no friction with the flock. When we look at sheep lying down in green pastures, we see sheep that are undisturbed by the things that would normally trouble them. The word lie means to couch, and it speaks of the legs of sheep folded under them. It pictures sheep lying there with four legs folded under them, nestled and snuggled, if you will, in the green grass of pasture, seemingly without a care in the world. The sheep are a picture of the worry-free life. They're undisturbed by the challenges of life. Truth be told, beloved, there are many things that can agitate sheep, making them restless. Wild dogs and bears and cougars stalk them and hunt them even. Insects and pests and on and on. For the follower of Jesus, there are many things that we to allow to worry us. Discouragement, discomfort, dismay, distress. Our lives are not without stuff that aggravate us as well. Our bills, our children, our careers, our education, our relationships, our health. No small list, loved ones. This picture does not suggest that all the things that could cause sheep to worry have been removed. On the contrary, the wild dogs and the bears and the predators are still out there somewhere. These dangers still do exist. However, the sheep are not stressed. They're not worried. They're not anxious. They are not concerned about their present situation. The shepherd has led the sheep to some shady area where tender shoots of grass spring up. They are undisturbed by the conditions around them. I need for you to hear me, beloved. A worry-free, a restful life does not mean we have nothing to worry about. Doesn't mean that at all. It also does not mean that all the things that can cause us to worry have been eliminated. Doesn't mean that at all. There is much that you and I go through that could cause you and I to worry. A worry-free life means that we are not disturbed. perplexed by the conditions and the situations and the challenges around us. They do not fill our lives with anxiety and distress. A worry-free life is a life that's lived in spite of what's going on around us. And we are at rest, couched, if you will, in green pastures. But it's not only on being undisturbed from the challenges of life, but we also undisturbed from the possibilities of life. When we are Holy Spirit honest, we have to admit that most of the worries, most of our worries, are about things that are not yet, that are yet to come. Or about things that might happen. Amen. I read a survey that said 60% of the things we worry about are groundless, unwarranted. 20% have already become past. 10% are so petty, they make little or no difference at all. And of the remaining 10%, 5% we can't do nothing about anyway. And the remaining 5% is justifiable. Someone has well said, the interest that worry is the interest we pay on trouble before it comes. The simple truth is, most of what we worry about is without any cause at all. When we look at these sheep lying down in green pastures, they're not worried about what could happen tomorrow or next week or next year or the next decade. They're undisturbed by the possibilities of life. And I want to ask you, church, aren't you glad? Aren't you glad that you are a sheep in a relationship with the shepherd? We do not know who or what tomorrow holds, but we do know who holds tomorrow. And that assures us that we can live the restful life, just like the life pictured in Psalm 23 and verse 2 in the life of a sheep. Let us notice in the second place, the restful life is deliverance from the fretful life. Are you thinking with me? The worry-free life is deliverance from the worry-filled life. The image again of sheep lying in the green pastures demonstrate that they have been delivered from the worried, filled, or fretful life. And it's important for me to mention here that sheep by nature are jittery, fretful. A stray rabbit, just one stray rabbit, can stampede a whole flock of sheep. And we are a lot like sheep, aren't we? We're sheepish by nature, aren't we? We tend to live a worry-filled life rather than a worry-free life. Worry described by many as the silent killer. A fretful life, a worry-filled life can affect us in many ways. It affects our health. It affects the circulation of our blood. It affects the heart. It affects the glands. Worry affects the entire nervous system. Those who do not know how to fight worry and win can die at a very young age. Worry increases the risk of heart attacks and strokes. It increases muscle tension. It can trigger increase of stomach acid, and it even can compromise our immune system. Some studies have shown that worry can shut it down completely. Worry affects us physically, emotionally, mentally, and even spiritually. In Matthew chapter 6 and about verse 25, the Bible says what?
Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing?
Did you hear that? Jesus is saying, don't worry. What are you worrying about? Don't you know that life is more important than the stuff you're worrying about? Verse 27, what does the Bible say?
Which of you by worrying can add one cubit? Can add one cubit to his stature.
One cubit. What does worry do for us? It doesn't make you half an inch taller. Take no thought, he says. Tells us not to worry. Jesus is condemning the presence of worry in your life and mine. Here's what it boils down to, church. Don't do it. If you are doing it, stop doing it. And if you're thinking about doing it, don't start doing it. Don't do it. Stop it if you're doing it. And when you think about doing it, don't start doing it. Some of us, if not many, assume that God just looks at worry with a frown. But the truth is, he strictly forbids it in his word. But not only does he condemn the presence of worry, he commands the absence of it. In Philippians chapter 4 and verse number 6.
Mm-hmm.
What does the Bible say?
Be anxious for nothing.
Be anxious for nothing.
But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
Beloved, that's a command. That is not optional. We are to be like sheep lying in green pastures. And you might say, well, preacher, you know that's easier said than done. And here's my response. God would never command us to do something that could not be done with his help. When we look at sheep lying in green pastures, we see them being delivered from the fretful life. Let's read Philippians 4 and verse 6 just one more time. Be anxious for nothing.
But in everything by prayer.
In everything by prayer
and supplication. with thanksgiving.
With thanksgiving.
Let your requests be made known to God.
Every time we begin to worry, we are to see an opportunity, a call from God telling us that it's time to pray. Amen. And it involves prayer, involves a relational communication with God. When we pray, we are summoning, we are drawing on resources from the invisible spiritual realm into our visible physical reality. The truth is, beloved, the more we worry, the less we pray. And the more we pray, the less we worry. Let's look at, let's take a second look. Let's take a third look. The secret, or should I say, the restful life demands the trustful life. The restful life demands the trustful life. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. And the reason why sheep are lying down in green pastures is because the restful condition of the sheep were all the shepherd's doings. Sheep are defenseless. You roll up on a mule, he will kick you. You come near to a dog who does not welcome your presence, he or she's going to growl. Bears claw, bulls charge, bees sting. Sheep cannot defend themselves. Not only are they defenseless, they are directionless. They are downright, outright dependent on the shepherd. And because of the kind of creature they are, they could never live or experience a worry-free moment if it were not for the shepherd. It's the shepherd who makes them to lie down in green pastures. He is the one personally and permanently responsible for the conditions in which they are undisturbed. All the sheep can do is trust the shepherd. That's the secret. That's the key. The key, the secret to the restful life is the trustful life. And the reason for that, beloved, is what we want to discuss. On our journey from earth to glory, as we face the days ahead, we can trust the shepherd because of his presence. Amen. His presence puts sheep at rest. It is he that makes them to lie down. He's always at the side of the sheep, which means You and I know that he's always with us. Hello. You and I know he will always be with us. Hello. He will never leave us or forsake us. He is present always. I said always. Every time and all the time. He can be trusted. But not only that, his plan, because of his plan, to bring us into green pastures is part of the shepherd's plan for our lives. He might take us down one path and then another, but we can rest assured that he knows what he is doing and he knows where he is going. The path may twist and turn, but the shepherd always has the care of his sheep in his heart and on his mind. Glory, glory, glory. We might cross the hill. We might go through the valley. But his plan always includes what's in our best interest. Somebody ought to say, thank you, Lord. No matter what the days ahead may bring, we know green pastures are always included in the shepherd's plan for his sheep. And then, not only his plan and not only his presence, but his provision. The shepherd sees to it that there are green pastures. No shepherd would dream of letting his sheep starve. Our Lord will take care of us. No need to worry. We just don't have anything to worry about anymore. The shepherd is leading us, and he is meeting our every need. I close now. There are three things I would that you would participate in as you listen to the voice of God concerning this sermon. I want you to think about what's being said. I want to God that you will feel, get a sense of what it feels like to be in the shepherd's care. And then I close now with three recommended action steps that will help us to experience the restful, the worry-free life. Step number one, surrender yourself to the leadership and the lordship of Jesus. Surrender yourself to the leadership and the lordship of Jesus. Leadership and lordship go together. When we say Jesus is Lord, it means that we are willing to follow his leadership. You might say, well, preacher, I did that already when I obeyed the gospel. True that. But surrendering to the lordship and leadership of God, of the Christ, is not a one-time event. Every day, you and I need to seek his leadership, the leadership of God in our lives. Because Sheep are unable to lead themselves. Hello? They don't know how to get, how to graze selectively. They'll graze over here and graze till there's nothing but dirt left, and then move to the next spot. The shepherd leads them from one grazing spot to another and leaves the spot that they left to replenish itself, and so he can lead them back to a replenished grazing spot. On their own, sheep will graze grass to the ground before they cannot lead themselves well at all. And the truth is, beloved, neither can we. Left to our own devices, we eat too much. We fight too much. We sabotage and undermine and vandalize our most important relationships. We run roughshod over the needs of others. We make a mess of stuff. And we create unhappiness for ourselves and others too. Living the worry-free life begins with acknowledging that Jesus knows far more, knows everything about me and you. He knows far more about us than we do. And it's because of that, he can run our lives far better than we can. He does not promise an easy life. Say amen, somebody. But he does promise the restful life. Yes, we're going to face challenges. We're going to face trials. We're going to need to walk through valleys. But if God is not leading you into some moments of rest and peace and total satisfaction, then he is not leading you at all. When we don't surrender to Christ, we surrender to chaos and confusion. In Luke 9, verse 23, Luke 9, verse 23, the Bible says,
"Then he said to them all, 'If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.'"
Amen. We acknowledge that Jesus is Lord and Christ. Acts chapter 2, verse 36. But in coming after, that's coming unto Jesus. But in coming after Jesus, we need every day, every day, to take up his cross and follow. Following implies someone is leading. And that's the shepherd, the Christ. Surrender to the leadership and lordship of God every day. Action step number one. Action step number two. Pin down your green pastures. Pin down. Identify your green pastures. Now, there are things, I'm closing. There are things that you and I can do that refresh and renew and fortify and strengthens us, our bodies, our souls, and our spirit. Spending an evening alone with your spouse is making a serious love deposit. quality time with your children, quality time with your family, quality time with your friends, reading a book, listening to music, taking a walk, making a phone call, writing a letter, writing some poem. We got poets and poetesses in Maywood. To be sure, these are things that we enjoy. They renew us. Good things. And God wants to lead us there. But don't you know, church, where the greenest pastures are? They're in the shepherd's presence. Amen. Spending time with him. Spending time with him in his word. Spending time with God in prayer. In worship. Right now. Right now. Right now. I know you ain't feeling, some of us ain't feeling too well. Right now, things may not be going the way we are, but right now, we ought to be sensing. Our legs ought to be snuggled, and we ought to be snuggled in green pastures in the presence of God by way of offering our bodies a living sacrifice to him. And if we're not doing these things on a regular and a consistent basis, we are missing out on the peace of God. We are missing out on the rest of God. What am I saying? Take some time. Give some thought. Pin down your green pastures. And lastly, let the Lord lead you there every day. Let the Lord lead you there every day. When God is leading you, he is leading you to green pastures. Now, that's not to say you don't go through valleys and challenges and difficult days. That's not to say that. But in spite of the valleys, in spite of the challenges, in spite of the difficult days, we can count on God to lead us into moments of rest. Blessing. He will lead us into his peace. In Matthew 11 and 28, what does the Bible say?
It says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
And I will give you rest. We sometimes have hectic schedules. We sometimes have financial challenges, emotional situations. Health challenges, domestic drama, trauma, stained relationships, strained friendships, church concerns. No matter what else is going on in your life and mine, Jesus will lead us to green pastures when we allow him to. You know where the green pastures are in your life. You know where Jesus is leading you. We need only be willing to follow him there. And here's a word of encouragement, beloved. We can do this every day. We can do this every day. There's no reason for us to live worry-filled lives and be fretful about anything. You can find no rest in life until you find rest in Jesus. If you're here today, will you come? Jesus said, come unto me. I will give you rest. Listen, by nature, we are not restful creatures. Sheep have a sleep disorder, and so do we. Just like sheep, you and I are prone to stress and anxiety and tension and friction. But those who know the shepherd, but those who are in relationship, in a sheep-shepherd relationship with the shepherd, experience life in a completely and totally different way. Not that we don't face trouble and trials and tests, but even in their midst, we can experience the peace of God. Because he will lead us into rest, into refreshment, into renewal, where you can eat till you're satisfied. Eat till you're belly full, and then lie down securely in green pastures and never have to worry about where your next meal is coming from. Knowing that your shepherd is always near and you are safe in his care. There's a picture of the restful life. We talked about the restful life is deliverance from the fretful life. And then we mentioned the rest. Restful life demands the trustful life. And now I invite you to come. Come because you want to experience the rest of God. There's a story of two foresters who were competing. And one was younger and one was older. The day came for the competition to begin, and they went out in the forest and started cutting trees. They cut trees for 8 hours. The younger one came out and he went at it for 8 hours straight. Him being younger, having a lot more energy. He noticed while he was working that the older man was resting every hour. He would take a 10-minute break. When they got to the end of the 8 hour chopping down trees, competition. The younger one had cut down 25 trees. When he looked over at what the older man had accomplished, he counted 40 trees. So he hurries over to the old man and the older man and says, well, what? I don't understand. How did you? I saw you. There's no way I saw you take 7 breaks. He said, the older man responded, I understand your question. He said, while you were working and groaning and grinding, I took 10 minutes every hour to rest, to refresh and to recover. And while I was resting, I sharpened my axe. He said, you, however, you were working with dull equipment. Are you here today working, living life with dull equipment? Or are you allowing the Lord to lead you into his rest? We pray that the Holy Spirit of God will so convict you that you will make the proper response to the Word of God. Our Father, you are our God, Almighty, and we confess that by nature we are not restful. We praise you because you're the great shepherd. And how wonderful it is to know that you know all about our true and our real needs. And you provide for us the conditions where we can find rest. You take care of all of that. We confess our sheepishness. We confess that at times we work, we grind through life with dull equipment. Be pleased to have mercy upon us. Be pleased to lead us as we repent. Help us to allow you to lead us to rest day by day, so that we, as your children and as your sheep, we reflect your care. And in so doing, we draw others to you in a loving and faithful shepherd-sheep relationship. Have your own way. Father, we thank you for speaking this word into our lives. And by your Spirit, help us to never be the same for your glory. In the name of Jesus, and amen.